What? Count it off whenever you...
We're ready.
Stop messing with the microphone.
We're ready.
Stand.
All right. And it's 5, 4, 3, 2... Bow! Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, your favorite all Fresno podcast.
top five.
Top five all time Fresno podcast, your favorite. It is I, Famous Whitewater, a.k.a. Joshua Teehee. With me always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are you?
I am super. Yeah. It's a lovely Fresno time.
Fresno, yeah. Summer in Fresno. It's officially...
We got through our first raw heat.
Yeah.
How was it? Now it feels nice.
How was it for you that first...
You know what? Like, once June... Once the initial, when there's like a May, little May heat wave, there's always like a May heat wave, like a 3 day or something. And that first one's a little bit raw.
Right.
But then once the second one comes around, I'm adjusted. I've got my body adjust, and then I was like, cool, that everyone was freaking out when it went up to like 110.
110, 108, yeah.
I was like, eh, and I worked out in it all day.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's hot. So, I understand it's hot, but like you can mentally just like get around it.
Let me ask you this, because I rode my bike that day, that major hot day, and it seems like there's a point that comes along. I don't know exactly where it is. Hillary seems to think it's 105 is the cutoff point. But there's a point where... it actually starts to feel like you can feel the sun burning you. You know, it's like it almost feels as if you're in, you know, when you get too close to an oven and there's that feeling that you get. That's sort of what it's like. And that's what I experienced. I was riding my bike. As I was riding, moving, it was not so bad. The minute I stopped,
it started
to creep in.
You can hear the sizzle.
Yeah. Have you experienced? Do you know what I'm talking about?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But here, I don't know if it's a mind thing, but if I spray or put sunblock on, then I'm kind of like,
you're fine.
I'm like, okay, like I've got sunblock on.
Well, there you go.
I'm just like, bring it.
Well, so we got through that, and now...
I always like to joke at the heat, like, burns away all the pansies, all the little douchebags.
Right. It sends them to Portland.
We get rid of the douchebags. They go to New York, Portland,
right.
San Diego, the Bay Area.
Right.
They all burn off. I could never live there in the heat. Go ahead, go away then.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and pay for my house that would cost $1 million somewhere else. And pay $250 for it.
Right, so that I can deal with the heat.
Yep.
But now the heat's over, and we're into that period where it's warm during the day, but then at night, it's like amazing.
Yeah. Dude, so underrated.
Yeah.
Summer nights are so underrated here. No, and only the true Fresnans like us will talk about that.
Yeah, and other or Fresnans, understand it.
Because I had my friend who now lives on the coast, who's a former Fresnan.
He's a douchebag.
He was like, yeah,
right?
You know, doing one of those texts like, oh, I hear it's 109 in Fresno. I'm like, not in my... I texted back, not in my pool.
Not in my pool, buddy.
And I just sent a picture of me with a beer in my pool. I'm like, nope, not in here. It's not. It feels pretty damn nice. So whatever. It's whatever your head. You can adjust to it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I also find myself...
Our AC works great here.
I also find myself enjoying it. Like, I found myself not the 108 day...
No.
But it was probably 103. I was riding my bike and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, bring it.
I'm sweating a little bit. It was just, it's kind of oppressive.
It makes you a man.
In a way. Yeah, I think so. I feel like manly. Yeah.
And then you appreciate it when like it cools off and you're like,
right.
All of a sudden 95 feels like, this feels nice.
Then it will be 42 in the winter and I will be pissed.
If it drops below 60, I'm freezing. That's the one thing I can adjust to when it's cold.
Yeah, and that happens here in Fresno also.
And that's your weather talk.
Weather talk on Flowing with Famous. So, is it hot enough for you? So there's only one story for us to talk about, I feel like, here on the podcast tonight.
I'm laughing, but...
And this is... It's one of those stories that Fresno... I don't know if other cities feel this way or have this kind of experience, but Fresno, it seems like every... I don't know, a couple years, there's just a story that comes along that's so outrageously weird and that it just, it makes us look, I don't want to say it makes us look bad.
We have the most interesting crime stories.
But yes, we just have these things that happen that it's like, does this happen anywhere else? So here's the story.
Yeah, does it happen anywhere else and we just don't hear about it?
Right. And maybe that's the case.
I don't know.
So here's what happens. There is a guy. He is being tried for burglary, I believe. And the jury is deadlocked. Okay, so there's 8 people who say that he is guilty, 4 people that say he is not guilty. But somewhere in the midst of figuring out what they need to present to the judge, they signed a little sheet of paper that says... he's not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So that when it's presented, and as soon as they do that, you know, then it becomes like it's set, and that's what it is. So when it's presented to the judge, like the judge has to let him go free because the jury, even though it was a mistake.
Yeah, the juries thought they were signing a thing saying they were hung jury or something to that effect.
I mean, yeah, no one is...
The in reality, they're saying, right. They're signing that he was not guilty.
The stories that I've read it's kind of confusing. Like, they don't even know exactly. It sounds like they don't know what happened. But somewhere along the way, there was some confusion. They signed the wrong thing. The guy gets sent free, which, in itself, crazy story, right? That's right. Like, what kind of crazy story is this? Okay, so I see this story last night on the Twitter feeds, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a crazy story. Then I get up this morning, and I see sort of a follow-up to this, where this guy has been killed now.
An hour. He gets released at midnight.
He gets released.
And 1 a.m.
Within an hour, he's stabbed to death by a family... Like a friend of a fan, I guess his sister's boyfriend or something. I don't know. There's some sort of altercation anyway, and he's stabbed to death. And then it, you know, the story exploded from there, right? Because it's just so weirdly Fresnan, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's all I heard about or saw today was this story about this guy. And, you know, oh, it's karma, you know, was the first, like, he's get, you know.
Yeah, for the first time in a while, I read some Facebook comments on the story. I don't know. I
shouldn't have done that, probably. Yeah, but.
I think it was the Bee's, story that I read it from. Yeah, which is always a mistake. Yeah. And, like, it's just, apparently... Because I haven't been paying much attention since the blogging, you know, not blogging.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it used to be the blog comments.
Right.
Actually, the blog commenting was kind of the more, a little bit
upper. Actually,
A little
highbrow.
Bit smarter. A little
highbrow.
Bit highbrow.
Yeah.
And then the really bad comments would be on the Bee's.
The website, yeah.
Website.
Yeah.
But now it's, since Facebook has kind of taken over, like everything kind of makes you sign on to your Facebook to comment.
Right. Yeah.
You think, oh, that kind of tempers it because you're putting your name out there. Right. Apparently not.
No, they
people,
don't care.
Like, they have their full name on there. Here's my Facebook page. And they make stupid ass comments like that on Facebook. I'm like, geez, people
have no shame. They have,
don't care. Like, they don't care about, nobody cares about privacy anymore.
No.
They're just like, ah.
We've given that up long,
You can. You can look my Becky. We're just looking up her family on the East Coast, trying to figure out their address of their house in New Jersey, and it took her 30 seconds to find where they live, from knowing their name. She knows their. I mean, that's just. I think that's with everybody.
Yeah.
If you know somebody's name, you can find where they live.
Try to find where I live.
Oh, I'll try to.
Go ahead.
Watch.
You might be able to find my parents or something, but me, I mean, I've told you, but you've been to my house,
yeah,
I guess. But
no, physically, but.
Right. If you're out there in listener land, don't do that.
There's nothing Josh has you want.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
unless you love books.
I do have a lot of books. So that's just a crazy story, and it made me think a couple of things. And the big one was, is this stuff that happens every place else? Like,
yeah, it just like I always assume
because
that.
It seems like we get this kind of weird stuff happening all
I
the time.
I just assume you've got a city that's half a million right. or more. You get this
kind of weird stuff where like jury totally.
I don't know about that. Yeah, that's where it's kind of like yeah. Fresno-y.
Yeah,
like sometimes we get a little bit small town that way, like kind of dopey small yeah. town stuff happens.
Hey.
Which is part of the charm.
You know what else is
Fresno,
funny, though? Here's the thing.
It's part of our charm.
I was on jury standby all of last week.
Ooh, you
there was a
been
chance I could have been on that
you
jury.
Been on that, yo.
I would have made sure that it was whatever it was.
You would have been like, no, dudes. This is
no,
right.
man. I think you're going to let this guy free.
Yeah, the jury foreman. I mean, I was thinking about this. I wonder if the jury foreman just like. Think you know? I wonder
yeah,
if
just
like
effed up or something.
He's having you know problems sleep. I mean, yeah. I would if I was a jury foreman right. and that messed up. I would be like, man. Yeah, I would be having problems.
Right, because at least if they did a hung jury, they would have been able to try him again or whatever.
I mean,
but,
obviously there's.
I mean, now it does.
There's nothing. There's, know, he has should have no guilt. Obviously, this right. jury about what happened.
Right,
but I mean, it's just like. You would be doing that steps of, if I only would have done this right, then that right. guy would still be alive. But a lot of people, like, if you read the Facebook comments, they're like, we don't care.
Yeah, which that's is karma. Weird. This was a person. Yeah, like, so, yeah. All right. So that's really, yay. To me, the only story that is worth talking about this
the
week.
Only
but
story.
I'm sure there are other
well,
stuff. There's other stuff.
We go from that important story to something I find way more important.
Okay.
The top patio.
Top patio.
Top patio dining in Fresno.
Yeah, yeah.
That was on the Beehive.
Right. Bethany
this
did
week.
A story.
Bethany. We always bring up something Bethany yeah. did. At least I like to talk about retail. Yeah. And
it's a good.
And all that kind of stuff.
So there are places that have patios.
On her list,
okay.
she put... I don't understand if this was her personal list or just kind of what she compiled.
I think she compiled it from, like, you know, she did, like, a poll, you know, online kind of polling her readers kind of thing. It wasn't anything that was, like, too seriously or scientifically done, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she had... Elbow room,
okay. I think it has to be there.
Piazza del Pane.
Okay, I don't know.
Red Caboose Cafe.
I don't know anything about it.
Pinot Wine Bar,
okay. Pinot. In the back, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm really, really trying hard. And Vinny's.
And Vinny's, okay.
So that was her top five in
okay.
the post.
Okay, yeah.
Which, like, I haven't been to Red Caboose.
No. I saw the pictures. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. I actually have... I've been to Piazza del Pane, but I've not been on their patio. So I don't know.
Yeah, I can't say that I have either.
But Elbow Room, obviously...
I mean, Elbow Room, I think, is one that has to be on there.
Yeah, Elbow Room's...
Just because it's more people are on the patio than in the
yeah.
place,
oh, yeah.
I think.
Everyone... Yeah. Well, it's like one of the... Like, it's... I don't know that it's really a patio. You're kind of... It's
well,
one of those
right,
patios,
right.
like... I guess technically it is,
right,
but
technically, yeah.
It's really, it's just, you're still inside the restaurant
right,
with
right.
just, yeah, it's kind of not really a patio.
Yeah.
but
that's, I mean, that really
and
is.
And that's,
a,
yeah.
That's definitely one that I think
oh,
needs to be there.
Oh, yeah. That's like it's almost like an iconic yeah, patio yeah. in Fresno.
I think Vinny's is the same way.
Yeah, Vinny's is too.
And Pinot, I mean, I do
it
like
is,
that,
yeah,
that patio. I've liked it in every
form of whatever there,
place
yeah.
that was there. So,
because it's
yeah,
got
I mean,
that thing where you know the tower rises. It's
right,
really cool
yeah.
at night when the
yeah.
tower's up above you.
Yeah,
you know, the globe is neoning on your face.
Right, and the whole thing. No, I think that you know, that's a pretty good top five.
I
mean, I think La Boulangerie has that patio that's pretty nice.
Yeah. The other, the Fig Garden's a big event. The other, the old Krakatoa
patio cafe.
Yeah, patio cafe. I always just think of it as Krakatoa.
You know, patio cafe. It's called the patio cafe,
so they gotta have a patio.
And but I don't know.
You know what though? When I go there, I usually am inside.
Yeah.
I really well because usually the patio is packed. Or yeah, whatever, most. So I just go inside and there's like one person in there.
I don't know. That doesn't seem. It's not what I want from a patio.
Because it is like in a parking lot. Right. Like it is one of those patios. Like I'm just in parking stalls.
Right. Right. Yeah. As opposed to like I think the La Boulangerie is a little better.
I like situation. Just because I like the restaurant too, because of history, because I've been to it since I was a kid, is Toledo's in Pinedale.
Yes, and they have that patio in the back.
Yep.
I was gonna actually say that because I hadn't been there. I've seen it forever.
Oh.
I didn't know that. That's what that was. Yeah, back yeah, there, yeah, you know, because you can't really.
Yeah,
tell.
As far as you could, yeah, if you don't know, you think, oh, that's just their back room, right. Their storage back there. Or
and they said, oh, you want to sit on the patio? Okay, yeah. I didn't even see a patio, yeah. But all right. And then we go back there and it's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely one that I would have included.
Yeah, because, yeah, when I go in there, I don't even look at the inside. Right. I just like immediately go through.
I don't even know. I don't know what the restaurant even looks like. I mean,
inside too. Yeah. I mean, that's probably. That might be the restaurant that. Still around that I've been going to since I was kid that like has kid you know memories right. as a kid yeah, and yeah. still there. I think it was an El Cid when I was a kid
okay.
though.
That makes sense. Yeah, I remember it. Being
but the other Toledo's on Shaw and Fresno Street, that's a good patio too. The one back in the Mission. They've got a good patio too.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever been back in there?
I don't think I have.
Okay. But Toledo's solid food.
What about the Strummer's Grill? You know, they have that patio.
Oh, yeah.
People love that. I mean, that people is go
a
good there.
It's just a heavy smoker patio.
And also Livingston's too. It's the same way.
It's the same. It's a heavy smoker patio, too. It's like, if you can't handle cigarette smoke, then those two patios,
or drunks.
You can't go. Oh, yeah. Because, both those patios get rowdy, especially Livingston's patio just gets, like, unruly almost.
Yeah. It's too loud. I mean, and I haven't been there in a long, long time.
And, the Elephant Bar patio is pretty decent because you're right out there on the strip.
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
I know.
They're not Elephant Bar, sorry. the Million Elephant, whatever, the Indian food.
Oh, yes, Olive. Yes. You know, I don't think they even really do food.
I haven't been there in a long time.
That was definitely when.
But Irene's is
okay,
a good,
right?
That's a good like be seen scene patio, like people watching patio.
Have you been to the patio? They have the new patio at Sequoia right next door.
Oh yeah, that one.
I don't like it.
It's okay.
Meh.
It's kind of plain. I don't know, but something's. Off about it, but I like it though. Okay,
I'm glad that it exists.
Yeah,
because it's nice to be able to kind of sit outside.
And the Limelight patio is very nice.
I don't know.
It's similar to Elbow Room,
because
it used to be Elbow Room, whereas it's kind of just you're inside, really.
Right, yeah,
it's barely a patio technically, but it's really nice though.
Okay.
What's that restaurant?
I can't even believe there's this many patios.
On Maroa and Shields, the Mexican restaurant. No, now
Basque
it's Basque.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
It used to be something else.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good patio.
I've never been. I don't think I've been out there.
It's been a long time since I've been there, but.
Well, do we agree with her top five, or would we add something?
Well, I just don't know that. I don't know Red Caboose, really, so. Yeah.
Maybe she's just
Clovis.
Yeah, I think maybe that was the thing. I got to put one.
I don't think. Yeah. The third Clovis
have,
a bone.
You know, you got to have.
There
Clovis
you go. Here's
there,
your
so,
here's
you
your
go,
Clovis-y crap.
You know,
Eureka Burgers.
Oh
patio?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. It's got a fire pit. It's got TVs.
Nice.
It's nice.
Nice.
That is for if you're going to be in North Fresno, that's a good patio.
And you shouldn't be.
You shouldn't be. You know. Well, I was gonna say Yeah, River Park has patios, but there's nothing special about their patios. Any place in River Park that has patios, they're kind of just like, eh. They got wrought iron gates. And that's it.
Yeah, like Die by Dang.
Die by Dang and
some of the other ones. Yeah.
World Sports. Yeah. The old World
I mean,
sports.
They are nice just in the sense of that they're there amongst the people, you know?
Yeah.
Like that people watching thing you were talking about. Yeah. But still.
But they're just very generic.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. If you want to go to patio
dining. I saw on that post too that they said that Fleming's has a patio. If you got a good waitress, it's a good patio. But I've been to Fleming's a couple times. I didn't realize they had a patio.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to go check that out with our podcast money.
Yeah, all this great big podcast Dorktown Network money.
We'll take a business lunch there at the
Fresno.
All right.
Fresno, downtown Fresno partnership CEO.
I saw that.
That's replacing Kate Border /Craig Chardon. Aaron Blair from Albany, Georgia.
Georgia. I saw Albany. I thought it was New York.
Yeah. I didn't know there was an Albany, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
So he has a degree in urban planning.
All right. Young guy. Seems like a young guy.
He brought in income to Albany, Georgia's downtown, like improve their status.
48 businesses, 28 businesses, something. There was, a number.
So we'll see what he can do with downtown.
Hopefully, I mean, you know, he's excited. He's a young guy, which I think is always good.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's an urban planner. I really don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know enough. That was just announced, yesterday? Yeah. So, you know, we'll see exactly what happens. But I'm glad that the position was filled and they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't kind of
linger
like,
too long
just,
with it. Yeah,
or they just didn't go. Maybe we don't need this.
Yeah, maybe we don't. Yeah, we'll just let Craig do it.
Do it on his own for not pay him.
Right.
like our film commissioner.
Right. Like. All right. So what?
I think it's time for a music break.
Music. Okay. All right.
Tell me about this music break.
Okay. So this is the band, music break band of the Stephen David Highcotter. Yeah.
I haven't heard of him.
Well, I'm not even sure many people have. So Stephen David Highcotter was this musician back in the 60s and 70s. He was a drummer for the Roadrunners, and the Roadrunners were like the most one of the most popular, if not the most popular, like local bands back in the 60s. You know, they were like they have several records. I have one of them actually. A bunch of 45s. They were, you know, one of those. They were probably poised to be a really like strong regional band, you know. There were a lot of these bands, I guess, around at the time. And then I guess
the Mofo Party Band of its time.
But the draft and the Vietnam War like just decimated a bunch of local, like not just in California, not just here, but everywhere. And I guess I was talking to one of the guys who was around at the time, and he was saying this is what happened. And a lot of people think that the British invasion was like able to happen because most of the American bands weren't playing anymore because they were all being sent off to Vietnam. So he had played for this band called the Roadrunners, and that was through the 60s. And then he, for whatever reason, wasn't drafted or you know, didn't end up going over there. So he stayed over here and started doing art, like abstract art, and started writing his own songs, playing guitar. And in 1971, he recorded this album, him and these two other guys. And it wasn't even an album necessarily. I think it was just the guys who played on the album essentially say that they just thought they were getting together and doing a bunch of jam sessions. But at some point, he took those jam sessions and made an album, and it was just called Highcotter. And he tried to get it picked up by record. Didn't ever happen. So fast forward a bunch of years, and this record, it becomes sort of famous as this underground psych psychedelic rock record. And people who collect these things, like, it was like a white whale for them. It was like this record that was like so rare that like people, they didn't even think that they would ever get to hear an actual copy of it, like much less own one. Like anyone who heard it, it was usually like a copy of a copy. There were like bootlegs and stuff coming around. Anyway, so just recently, I guess in May, there's a record label down in LA who actually was able to track down an original copy of the record, track down this guy's family. And the other thing about it is, at some point in the whole process, after he has recorded this album and kind of put it out, he sort of went insane and ended up in a mental institute. And there's like rumors about the album, you know, as people were hearing this album, there were all these rumors about how it was created, and everyone thought like, oh my God, it was recorded at this mental institute, you know, because it's a real crappy recording. Because it was just like demo kind of stuff, you know, home recording, like, and in the 60s home recording, not like we have now. So anyway, this record label re-released the whole thing, and they have a booklet with it that has a bunch of photos and like kind of a not the definitive story, but definitely more of a story than it had ever been told before, and a bunch of other demos. So we can play a little bit. You can hear a clip.
Right, let's hear a clip of that. Pay me on down.
Kind of some crazy kind of stuff, like garage rocky, like weird. Anyway, I
love it though.
I thought it was interesting that you know, that this album was people knew about it. It was like an underground cult thing here in Fresno. I had never heard of it before, obviously, until the guy who played drums on the album got in touch with me and said, "Hey, you know, this album is coming out. You want to do something?" So. Anyway, really interesting story. Cool guy. If you want to find out more, I did a story. You can check it out on FresnoBee.com.
So. It was a Fresno Bee story, not a Fresno Beehive post.
Yeah, it was my column this week. I wrote about
about the
album. So cool stuff. There you go. I don't know.
Well,
it's nice to see.
Oh yeah,
know.
It's an awesome story. Yeah. Like, well,
it's a good
just
story
that's
to tell.
That's what's good about the Bee. You guys can dig up something I had no idea about.
Yeah.
About, you know, before. Without that, I would be like, I didn't.
Yeah, I would have never known either had he not reached out and said, hey, you should check it out. But a really cool album.
Polaroid can't unearth everything.
No, she can't.
Sometimes Josh has to do stuff.
You know, yeah, definitely. It's cool. It's one of those stories that is a lot to me. Like, have you seen that documentary, a band called Death?
Yes.
It's
I
a
have
lot,
seen that.
It's a lot like
one
that.
One of the few things I've seen in the past year.
So, it,
well,
you know.
Maybe that.
It's a lot like that, and also the Rocky Erickson story, if you know anything about that. He was a guy around the same time who kind of had a similar story of going insane, and so anyway, yeah.
Cool.
There it is.
Well, sticking with music.
Okay.
The Fresno Fair has announced
Fresno
their
Fair.
Lineup. The lineup for the big Fresno
Joker.
Fair.
We need some music
October.
For yeah,
Reed?
October 1st,
Reed?
I think.
No?
Yeah, where is Reed?
Reed! The big!
Fresno.
It's the big Fresno Fair.
I like to say it's the big. Triple
the big.
I don't know. So they announced they you know, so every year around this time, we start getting the lineup. And so they've already announced quite a few, but this week they announced another three. So Derek's Bentley.
Derek Bentley. Is that like a Rick Bentley fan?
I don't know.
A cover band?
Snoop Dogg.
Ooh.
And this band.
I've heard of him.
R5.
I don't know.
Five. So, Dex Bentley, a country western guy.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's been around for a while. And then Snoop Dogg is Snoop Dogg.
You gotta have Snoop some Dizzle. Sort of hip hop.
And then R5 is like this young. It's like a.
Is it Christian?
No, no.
It's like you gotta have a Christian.
They're like
act.
A young pop kind of band. They're okay. They're playing the early you show have on a pop, Saturday.
Pop act. So
yeah, so they're
pop.
Like the teeny bopper kind. Then also announced Toby Mac. So there's your.
What's that? Oh, that's a Christian.
That's the Christian guy.
All right, there's your Christian act.
Emblem 3, who I don't know anything about.
I don't know that.
The Beach Boys.
There's your old classic oldies. Rock band.
Justin,
which I cannot believe they're still.
I know. Like, don't
guys,
get me started on the Beach Boys.
Is there like one Beach Boy left? Is Mike Love?
It's Mike Love. It was it's
even
Mike
the,
Love.
He's like a replacement. Mike
right.
Love's not even the original.
Right. Don't get me started on the Beach
right,
Boys.
All right, we don't want a rabbit hole.
I get real mad about the Beach Boys because. Anyway, Justin Moore, so he's another country guy.
All right.
And then they have the comedian Gabriel Iglesias. They always have a comedian.
Yeah.
So
we're missing a rock act.
Right. So there's 7 days, I think, left to fill that they'll be filling soon. And I'm guaranteed there'll be a big-name rock act. Last year they had Korn.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who you think they could get this year? Think about the
think
fair.
It's in a fair circuit mode now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, it's a tough
I'm
one.
I'm wondering if it would it be a 90s band, you think?
You know, it almost has to be.
A 90s
you know?
Band.
I'm sure they'll have another kind of classic rockish band.
Yeah.
But in terms of like a big metal, like, you know, act.
Gotta have that.
So we'll see. Maybe what I'll do in the next week or so is I'll go around and kind of look at people's, some of these bands, look at their scheduling. And see what we might be able to put together.
Well, one thing I saw you announce on the Fresno Beehive, A Day to Remember is
coming back.
The first time I've seen the show pop up for the Woodward Amphitheater.
Yeah, it's
September 23rd to play in Woodward Park Amphitheater.
So they played there before a couple years ago, but mostly they've played it like they played at the Rainbow a bunch of times, Rainbow Ballroom.
Yeah,
they played at the Crest. They actually played at the Celland Arena at one time, opening for someone. They played at the old Starline. So they've been around a lot, you know.
Warp Tour.
And they're definitely one of these.
Warp Tour's not coming here, huh?
No, it hasn't come here in
a couple
in
years.
You know, they're definitely one of those bands, though, those Warp Tour. Lots of kids will come out. So,
yeah.
And mainly the reason I thought it was cool is because that very reason that it was at the amphitheater there. And I think that place doesn't get the kind of use that it needs. You know, they were supposed to have the Merle Haggard show out there, and then that got canceled. So, you know, they've done some, like, smooth jazz shows out there once in a while, but nothing real big. So, I mean, I'm thinking this might be, you know, hopefully this will be a good little primer
wake
for
up,
them.
Wake up for that. The Woodrow Park Amphitheater.
Yeah,
so. I've never been. I've been to the amphitheater, but I've never actually seen a show.
Right.
I just
you saw the the fights there, right?
It's what no, you saw. I've just gone there during the day, just
right.
you know,
yeah.
to Woodrow Park, just yeah. checking it out. It's a really cool place.
Yeah.
I wonder how do people just like park off in the corporate parking lots over there, the office
I have
lots?
No idea. Like, I really don't know.
Because that would be a nightmare, I would think, getting out of there.
Right,
after
and trying
show,
to get through Woodward. I really don't know. Like I said, yeah, I've never been there for any other shows either. So, but yeah, that should be a good show. You know, Numbskull Productions, which is nice. I'm glad to see that they're doing, still trying
Shimmers.
To keep those bigger shows coming in, shows that are a little larger. So, yeah.
Well, there you go.
And there's our...
Oh, one thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
I don't know what to do about it.
Okay.
And nobody's really ever made a concerted effort to change this in Fresno, but we are the worst city for green space in America.
I know.
I mean, it's just like a mathematical... This is one of those BS lists like the drunkest city. Or
right. No, this is
some
this
like
is real.
Thing where you can manipulate the numbers and make it off. We are just mathematically the worst
city. The worst city for green space. We have no parks.
So, like, what do we do?
You know, we need to have...
I mean, this is because... I mean, it's basically because developers have run the city. I mean, is this why? Probably.
We just never have made it a priority, you know?
And developers don't, like, oh, yeah, we'll give you a park.
Well, you know, there is that Park 5 development. What? Park 5, it's like out there, east, Ashland, Way, Temperance, that area out there, you know? And they have 5 parks, supposedly.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 3 of them have been built.
It's like
I really don't know. It's weird. But that's the idea, is that they were supposed to have these 5 parks. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I mean, it really, we just don't, I mean, part of the problem is that, you know, we have parks, but we didn't and don't maybe have the money for the upkeep and stuff. So even if we wanted to make
a park.
That's
the problem, is like, we don't have,
right.
We can't upkeep the ones we have.
Right, and so that was always the thing, like, okay, you know, how do you.
What are other cities doing?
I don't know. They just do it.
They just do it.
You know? I think we just don't care. And part of that, I think, is that whole car culture, because we love our cars, so we love the things that come with cars, which is like parking lots and asphalt.
Yeah.
And we don't care that we don't have parks or something. Yeah. But we really do, we need them.
Yeah. I know they're making a handicapable park out on the west side.
Uh-huh.
Out there, like Shaw and Grantland area ish, they're making one, and then I did see a post or a letter to the editor about, you know, they're still trying to get that trail done, the river trail from down to 99. I mean, that was the original objective, was to have that trail going all the way to 99,
right?
And it doesn't go. South of Woodward Park,
right.
Or west of Woodward Park, however you want to say.
Is that the bike trail then?
Yeah. It goes, up north, you know.
It goes all the way into Clovis.
Well, that's a different one.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of part of it. But, I mean, the river trail.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
And so it's supposed to go from Woodward Park to 99. That's the plan.
Uh-huh.
But that's been the plan for 20, 30 years.
Right. No, it's great, and I mean, I don't understand. There's supposed to be a park going downtown by the Met, you know.
Oh yeah,
right,
like a little postage stamp.
And park. who really, you know, who knows if that'll ever happen, you know? And I think part of the problem has always been, at least recently, it's like even if you could get the money to build the park and put this. What do you do about the upkeep, you know? Because
you'd have to have a crew of volunteers.
Right, if you can't have, and if you don't have the upkeep, then what's the point? Everything's just going to die, it's going to be a terrible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when the bathrooms at Rodney Park had to
be... yep, they had to redo them.
Speaking of parks.
They had to redo them. Like, they tore it down and redid them to make them less... Like,
sexy.
Less sex friendly, less sex friendly. I don't understand how that worked. Like, we got to get rid of these bathrooms, okay, and we're going to build new bathrooms, okay. But why is it? I don't understand how less sex can happen.
I don't know.
I don't get what they did, but
you know, but
ever hear about problems in Rodney Park.
Is there a park around here that you would go to
in my neighborhood? There's there is, but it's not a city park.
Oh, okay.
It's
county.
It's county, and it's like it's Tenaya Park.
Okay.
I'm kind of ish by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not up, it's not upkept.
Right, yeah.
It's like a sort of the neighborhood supposed to upkeep it.
Right.
Nobody does. It's just kind of like there.
I think that's really the problem. So, and you know, and that's a good question, you know.
I mean, you have to use I go to, you know, Bullard as a park.
Yeah.
That's how bad off we are. Like, the elementary school is the park.
Is the park, yeah.
You know,
truthfully, like, if I go to Woodward not all the time, but you know, I've been there several times. Roading, I guess, is, you know, there. I don't really go there.
Yeah,
often.
We are.
Kearney Park exists.
We are at the foot of, you know, the mountains, which are great to go for the day and stuff.
sure.
But, you know, we still need stuff in the city.
And in people's neighborhoods, you know, yeah. So you don't have to. You know, I have Huntington Boulevard where I live now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is very nice.
You have to walk down the middle of the boulevard.
Yeah, down the middle of the, so, yeah. I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know either.
That's what we'll leave this one.
There we go. Figure it out. Creative Fresno, figure it out.
Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe a park project.
Park project.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I didn't come up with that idea.
Yep.
I know at Creative Fresno. If you throw out the idea, then you own it, and you're right. Now the champion
right.
of it.
Micah,
and
you have now volunteered to make parks. So there it is. No,
don't tell anyone.
All right. What else do we have? Is there anything else? Oh, we're there.
We're time to plug.
All right,
in.
Plug it up.
Plug it up. All right. What's going on with the punk band? It'll go back.
It'll nothing.
What?
No. You know, we have a couple of shows coming up in June. We have a show
You're in June,
at
the. By
the
way,
Oh wow! So wow, that happened quick. We have a show at CYC at some point. You might want to look that up. If you go on Facebook, it'll grow back. You'll see all of our stuff. You know,
it'll grow backs on Twitter. Is that
on? It'll grow backs with an S. Yeah, on Twitter. You can follow us. You know, we're doing stuff. It's like, you know, very much in a cycle. There's months where we have everything happening, and a couple months where not so much happens.
Guys, kind of regroup.
So yeah, but we'll definitely be back out and about for Fuse Fest. In September, so. And the other thing I'd like to plug is myself. Especially, I'd like to plug this thing that I do on the Beehive.
Yeah.
Called Band Geek.
Band Geek is
and I stole it from you.
Uh huh.
I think I feel like I took it over.
No, you did not steal it. It was a baton
passed
passing.
On, right? And it's essentially every week. If you want to know about what's happening in music in Fresno, I post it there, and it's all
there. On Thursdays. On the Beehive.
Sometimes on Fridays.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes not at all, depending on how my week is going. But, you know...
The local music scene, man, we got to wake back to it.
Well, and I think I've heard a lot of people recently like, oh, I know there's a lot of stuff happening, but where do I find out about it? Well, this is where you find out about it, you know.
All the shows that you need to know about.
Pretty much, you know, I don't get everything, but I'm going to get the big stuff. I'm going to get the stuff that you should know about, and it's all there. It's a good place to, you know, just check in every Thursday, you know?
Yep.
So.
See what shows you want to get.
So this is not for me. I mean, I'm not plugging. I mean, I am plugging it.
Yeah.
Because I do it, and I feel like if people aren't using it, then why am I wasting my time on it?
It's a time-consuming post.
So, anyway, there you go. So those are the things that I'm going to plug in. Yeah. And also the other stuff that I do in my day job.
Fresno B, man. Read it.
Yeah. And then also, I guess I should create a Fresno, just because we've done some mm-hmm. cool stuff lately.
There's, although I don't know if that had anything to do with Creative Fresno or not, but the new mural downtown with the
giant Fresno mural.
The giant Fresno mural.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I like those kind of murals that I can identify. Like,
right.
I understand this mural. Like,
right.
This mural completely makes sense to me.
Right.
I don't have to figure this one out.
Yeah, that actually was.
And I know people that are really into art are just like, think that's just too pedestrian.
Right.
But I'm like, no, I like this.
It's a cool mural, man.
It's cool.
It's really awesome. It's there on Stanislaw and Van Ness. It's 125 feet.
The old Longs.
You know.
Or now
CVS, yeah.
CVS
there. Yeah, it's right next to it. So
at the end of Fulton Mall.
Yeah, so Francisco Vargas painted that. He's the guy who did the other like famous Fresno mural down on Taiga Sequoia building. He did that mural. And it was commissioned by the Downtown Fresno Partnership, but sort of put together by Creative Fresno. So
okay,
yeah. So Downtown Fresno Partnership paid for it, but you know, Creative Fresno, you know, kind of found the wall, you know, got Francisco Vargas on board and kind of put it all together. It's really cool. I was there for the unveiling, and really awesome.
We've got a lot of murals downtown.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
A lot of them.
Close to a dozen now, I think. Maybe even more. We'd have to ask Donovan for sure, but Maybe we can get him on
someday. Yeah, we'll get Donovan on some point.
You know, he listens all the time.
Oh, and he, Donovan.
So the other day he was like, hey, on your last podcast, what happened? Because there was like this weird little break. When was there a dog? Was the dog barking? Like whatever.
He caught like, that.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
Man.
And I was like, well, I don't know exactly. I tried to play it off, but anyway.
Oh, you can tell Donovan what happened. Yeah, what happened last time was there was no one else is gonna get this.
Right.
But there was maybe Ed Stewart might catch it, but other than Donovan. But yeah, my dog was right, like was going crazy.
Yeah.
And so we had to stop recording.
Because maybe there was a murderer outside.
Something was happening. Yeah. He's a good guard dog, so I had to check it out. So there was like this 10-minute of a dog barking incident happening.
And
that
we
had to be
cut it out.
And I thought I got it smooth enough.
Apparently
smooth as I
you
could
did
get,
not.
It was caught. Damn it.
So
gotta get better at editing.
All right. So what is it? Let's go ahead and plug for you.
Dorktown Network.
The Dorktown
podcast,
of course.
Including Dorktown.
Dorktown.
Flowing with Famous.
Yeah, we're doing that now.
Perfect Pour podcast.
Perfect Pour,
craft beer.
Yes. What's in the world of craft beer? Tell me.
Locally or in general?
Let's say general. What's the...
Session IPAs are the big rage this year.
Okay, all right.
Which, for those that don't know, an IPA style, but less alcohol.
Right. So you could just drink them all day.
So you can drink them during the day. They're day drinking beers.
Session, is this...
So think of it as what you would think of Coors, a light beer for your macro beers.
Right.
This is sort of like a light beer for the craft beer world.
And session beer, this is named after like the musicians that would get together. This is what they would drink during their sessions, right?
Ah, maybe. That sounds good.
That's what I always assumed.
My understanding is, you know, you can have a nice session of drinking, easy session of drinking.
All right.
But
the first time
it's
so the first time I ever heard session beer was with Red Stripe. They called it a session beer, and they said it was because this is what all the musicians, all the reggae musicians, would drink this all day as they were sitting in having their sessions.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I know.
Mean, that's generally the
but it's right.
The definition is
you
can just kind of have a big long session of drinking and you're not too messed up.
And you're not going to get destroyed. All right, and then the other podcast is.
Is Get Off My Podcast.
Get Off My Podcast.
It's a Harrison Ford
Harrison
podcast.
Ford.
The only one.
Is it really the only one?
The only Harrison Ford fan cast.
Here's, did you see he hurt his ankle or something?
Yes, he hurt his ankle filming episode 7.
Man.
He fractured it.
Right.
But
because he's old.
Yeah, he's in the 70s now.
His bones are weak.
Yep. And he's sitting there running around as Han Solo, and people forget he's in his 70s.
Right. do you think that Harrison Ford at some point will hear about the podcast and like want to be?
I doubt it, but maybe
yeah, he's like, can I be on your podcast?
And then he'll call in or something. I don't know.
That'd be awesome. That would be the dream come true. But I'm just gonna assume he'll never ever know about it.
Okay. Which is fine, too. I guess, though, that's it, yeah?
There you go, man.
We had a good time here on Flowing With Famous tonight. Thank you all for listening.
Flowing With Pod on Twitter.
There you go. If you want to catch up with
on
us.
On Twitter, thefresnan@gmail.com if you want to email us.
And give us suggestions.
If you want to leave us a voicemail that we'll play, 559-492-0542.
And if you have something that you want to talk about or, you know, you want to be on the show, call us.
Take it easy.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure there might be some people who could be good guests.
You never know.
So anyway, all of that stuff is available to you.
Yes.
If you just seek it out.
Seek it out. Flowing,
all right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Look at our show notes on
the countdown starts now. 5, 4, 3, 2.